أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم إلا الذين تابوا من قبل أن تقدروا عليهم فاعلموا أن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 33 and 34 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the first murder that had taken place, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed for the Bani Israel, and as a matter of fact for the whole of mankind, whoever kills one person, it is as though that person has killed the whole of mankind. Whoever spares one person, saves one person from being killed by an oppressive person, then it is as though he has saved the whole of mankind and given them life. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, that when we look at the reality, Allah ta'ala sent us onto this earth, there is an establishment of an Islamic country, then one imperative factor is the desire for having peace in that country, that there should be law and order in that country. When that law and order is upset, it is usually upset by people or individuals who would use the force of arm. And in that way, they would begin to kill, plunder, hijack, highway rob, and they will create fear in the hearts of the people. And then again, they will be in direct conflict with the law, with the hukumat, with the Islamic country. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what should be done to these individuals or that person. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. Certainly the jaza, the recompense of those people who declare a war, who wage a war against Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ fasada, and create corruption on the earth, on the land. Very severe words has been used, that they are threatening the peace of a community, of a country. People's lives are being threatened. People are no more safe to walk, to drive around, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed this as a war that they have waged against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The desire of Allah ta'ala is that the servants of Allah ta'ala live on this earth in a state of peace. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to thee in state peace and order on the earth. And hence such individuals now declared war with Allah Rabbul Izzat. What these groups or individuals would do, by the force of arm, they will loot, plunder upon the wealth of people, indiscriminately kill people, and the result of that will be anarchy. And hence for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meted out a penal law that is very, very severe. Allah ta'ala says, أَيْ يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ أَوْ يُنْفَوْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala has spoken about four different types of punishments that these people will meet out. One is that they will be killed. Number two, or they will be crucified, they will be hanged. Or their hands and their legs will be cut off from opposite sides, or they will be exiled from the land. Now, what would normally happen is this. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had expressed a very beautiful explanation of this verse. Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Shafi rahimahumullah has accepted it and brought it into the different madahib. One is that a person only kills by the force of law. Now, generally we will find in the state of a killer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the law of qisas, retaliation. But here we can see The expression that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses is very different. Here, because this peace has been disturbed, these individuals or that group of people, by the force of arm, they had threatened and they killed a person. Allah Ta'ala says, أَيُّقَتَّلُوا, they will be killed. أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا, if they killed, plundered upon their wealth, in other words, stole their wealth openly by being bandits, highway robbers, hijackers, etc. They used the force of arm, so they killed, and then they also took away the property and the goods of people very openly in a way that can create anarchy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule is that they will be hanged, and after they are hanged, they will be hanged alive, and then they will be killed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. If they did not kill anyone, but they only took the belongings and the goods of a person. Now in the general sense, a few verses later, Allah ta'ala speaks about the hand being cut off. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the force, the violence, the anarchy that has been caused, and because the peace has been disturbed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the hands and the legs will be cut off from opposite sides. The right hand and the left leg, the hand from the wrist and the legs from the ankle will be cut off. And this becomes an example for everyone thereafter. O yunfaw min al-ard, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that they had gone out on an operation. They neither killed nor they plundered upon the wealth of anyone. They were, may have not been successful or whatever the case was is. But because they were threatening, because they used the force of arm, and because they became violent and the peace was disturbed, then they would be banished from the land. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave the decree and also applied this, that banishment from the land is they will be imprisoned until they make tawbah, because if you send them to any other land, they could begin to create the same kind of facade and corruption. So they will be imprisoned according to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Allah ta'ala say, ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and that will be khiz. That will be a humiliation for them on this earth. But that is not the end. If they had not made tawbah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then walahum fil akhirati azabun azim, then for them in the hereafter is a painful, a great punishment. In other words, they went through and they suffered the consequences of this world, yet they didn't make tawbah, they left this world, then by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will still be an accountability. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَقْدِيرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, except that persons that before they are apprehended, before they are caught by the Islamic hukumat, they make tawbah. And that tawbah is a very sincere tawbah. They stopped all the disturbance of peace and corruption on the earth, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Then fa'alamu anna Allah ghafurur rahim. Note, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafur. Allah ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. That even in that situation, if they made tawbah to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will forgive. However, the goods, the belongings of others that they had taken, that needs to be replenished, it needs to be replaced and given to the rightful owners, and all the other laws of tawbah will apply. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah ta'ala accept whatever has been done. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.